Each month, as you know, we focus on a specific issue of a critical health importance to the country and what we can do to address it. This month, we're focusing on one of the very few things in our health status that's getting worse, and it's getting worse quickly. That's the growing problem of prescription drug overdoses, and this month we're focusing on women. Prescription drug overdose deaths have skyrocketed in women. Mothers, wives, sisters, and daughters are dying from overdoses at rates that we have never seen before. We are also seeing not only deaths, but a great increase in the number of emergency department visits for drug misuse or drug abuse, including opiate overdose or opiate misuse. These are really troubling numbers, and I have to say that when I look across all of the different health problems that we track at CDC, there are very few that are getting worse, and there are even fewer that are affecting so many different parts of the population and the age groups of the population. The increase in opiate overdoses and opiate overdose deaths is directly proportional to the increase in prescribing of painkillers. Opioids or narcotic pain relievers such as Vicodin, OxyContin, or Apana, and methadone are increasing to an extent that we would not have anticipated and that could not possibly be clinically indicated. These are dangerous medications. They should be reserved for situations like severe cancer pain, where they can provide extremely important and essential palliation. But in many other situations, the risks far outweigh the benefits. Prescribing an opiate may be condemning a patient to lifelong addiction and life-threatening complications. While men are more likely to die of a prescription opioid overdose, the gap between men and women have been narrowing. In other words, unfortunately, women are catching up in this regard. Since 1999, the percentage of deaths has actually been greater for percentage increase in deaths has actually been greater for women, 400%, than for men, 265%. And the prescription opioid problem affects women in different ways than it affects men. Women are more likely to have chronic pain, to be prescribed painkillers and other medications, to be given higher doses, and to use them for longer time periods than men. In addition, it may be that this is because some of the most common forms of pain are more prevalent among women, more likely to have abdominal pain, migraine, musculoskeletal pain than men are. And women have particular challenges with prescription opioids. First off, because on average women weigh less, at the same dose they may be more likely to have adverse events from opioids. And second, women of childbearing age, if they're taking opiates and become pregnant, that infant may be born opiate addicted and is at higher risk of having heart malformations from the opiate medication. Prescription opiate overdoses among women are underrecognized, but there's a lot that we can do about it. More than five times as many women died from prescription painkiller overdoses in 2010 compared to 1999, and more than 6,600 women die from a prescription opioid overdose each year. That's nearly twice the number who died from cervical cancer. And there were more than 200,000 emergency department visits for opioid misuse or abuse among women. That's about one every 3 minutes. Contrary to what we expect, this is not just a problem among young women. In fact, the death rate was highest among women aged 45 to 54 among all women. There is good news. There are things that we can do to protect women and to reduce the burden of prescription opiates. The first is to ensure that all healthcare providers recognize that women can be at risk for prescription painkiller overdose. It's not just a problem among men, which is how many doctors and other healthcare providers may think of it currently. And use prescription drug monitoring programs to identify patients who may be improperly using prescription painkillers. For their part, states can improve and implement prescription drug monitoring programs. These are programs that track when prescriptions are made so that if a patient is going to two doctors across the street from each other, the second one can find out that it's happened. These programs are just really getting up and running in many states. The bottom line here is that prescription opioid deaths among women have skyrocketed in the past decade. Stopping the epidemic is everyone's business, and it can be done. Places like Washington State have driven opioid deaths down by more than 20% in just a couple of years. There are important steps that need to be taken at many different levels, and CDC is here to support those efforts.